Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to today's Nirala Outreach Working Group conference call on Monday the 29th of September at 1600 UTC. On today's call we have Glenn McKnight, Eduardo Diaz, Loris Taylor, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Judith Hellestein. From staff we have Heidi Ulrich. Heidi hasn't joined yet, I don't believe. Sylvia Vivanco, Joe Catapano, Kathy Schnitt, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Glenn.
Great, everybody. Thanks so much for calling. This is our last. We're going to be dealing with the logistics issues right away. And so, Gisela, I have you on the top of the order here. So if you can just walk us through the evening logistics, in terms of when we start and what the flow is, so that'd be great.
Yes, just bear with me for a second. Glenn, I just want to get the page up of the current Nirala Outreach space where we have more information on that. So if you could just give me a minute, please. Thank you.
Folks, I'm just going to switch phones because my cordless phone that I've been on for the last 3-4 hours is going to die, so hopefully I won't lose you all.
Thank you, Sylvia, for sending this through. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you in the Adobe Connect what we currently have on the Nirala Outreach space. And we can go through the timings. What's important with the timings is for us to get it down to the few minutes so that we can write a script and then send the script through to meeting staff who will be also arranging their staff for the evening. So the tech support, the staff that we need to turn the room around to assist us with setting up, etc. So I'm now going to share this with you. Just bear with me for a second. Sorry about this. A slight technical problem.
While that's happening, this is Glenn again. I just want to make sure, Loris, do you have voice as well? Because you're on the agenda as well today. I just want to verify that.
I do. Can you hear me?
I can, clearly. Thank you so much. We'll go through this fairly quickly. We just wanted to do the start, finish times of this event and where everyone fits in. So Gisela, she's just put up in the center panel as well, and I believe she's given the link as well. So go ahead, Gisela.
Thank you, Glenn. Gisela here. The understanding of this is, and as it states on the program, this event will start at 18:30, so 6:30 p.m., and will go through until 8:30 p.m., according to the current schedule that we have up. Not the one on the screen, but the one on the main ICANN schedule, as well as the ATLAR agenda working space. So what will happen is that the room will be free at 5:30 p.m. After the last meeting. We've managed to move the last meeting, which was scheduled in there and due to finish at 6:30, to another meeting room. So as of 5:30, we will need to know exactly what time you would like to come through and set up the room. Now, the room will be the ALAC room, and it will not be a separate room like we had in London, for instance. So the setup will be a U-shape in the room. What we can eventually do is take some chairs out, but we will not be able to take a U out. We'll not be able to pull it down in an hour and have it set up the next morning for our 7 a.m. start. So that's already one thing to take into consideration. With regards to the setup of the sponsor tables, we will need to figure out where we put those, but we can maybe just put those at the back of the room. So, Glenn, I'll wait to hear back from you on that. We have starting setting up the, sorry, someone's scrolling, the tables at 6 o'clock. And Glenn, if you could just help us with regards to the music that you've put there. I don't know if you want to go through item each item separately, or if you just want to run through the whole schedule and then take it and then start from the beginning again.
We can start from the beginning again.
Okay, so currently we have the setting up of the tables from 6 to 10 past 6, and then we have social networking. I need to understand this, Glenn, because I've only got the start of this meeting at 6.30. As I said, this impacts the staff that we will have there, not only the technical support, but the staff we need to assist us with the help with the setup. So before we go any further, can you just help me with the social networking there?
Yeah, that's an error. I apologize. I meant to make that edit. No, we formally start at 6.30. Any other additional music after the performance will be that's where the social networking and music will be.
Thank you, Glenn Giesler here. So we will start at 6.30 with the welcome and introductions. We will then go on to the ALAC welcome with Olivier for 5 minutes, Fadi for 10 minutes. We then have Loris Taylor doing an introduction for 3 minutes and a video by Anthony Nagani, keynote speaker Jacqueline Johnson-Putter, a thank you note from Alan Greenberg, the sponsors then having a short time on the program as well, acknowledgement by Eduardo, and then reception. And I see the reception here going from 7.30 to 8, so I would have thought that the reception would be for an hour. Again, another important question is, what time would you like the catering?
Okay, let's post that for a second, because I had I see a question from Olivia. It could be dealing with something you just mentioned. Olivia, please. Sorry, Gisela. Go ahead, Olivia.
Glenn, sorry. No. Sorry, Glenn. No question for me. Sorry.
Glenn, this is Heidi. Sorry, I can't put my hand up, but just a really quick change or revision to the agenda that I noticed.
Yes.
And that is that Fadi speaks for 5 minutes and Steve Crocker speaks for 5 minutes.
Okay.
So Fadi does not speak for 10. Thank you.
Great. So we're getting our modifications on our agenda. So we'll do an update as what Heidi has just mentioned, and you'll all be getting an update very soon. Where we left off with is, when are we serving the food? So the performance, we'll be talking about the performance soon, but I'm assuming that we are going to be serving the refreshments right after the performance, so that the performer is not interrupted by people having their own side chats. But we have a comment or a question from Eduardo, please.
This is Eduardo. Just a question about the speaker part, number three. What do I supposed to do in the acknowledgement? Just saying, thank you for coming. Is that what that is?
Yeah. That's it.
I just wanted to make sure that, I prepare myself to talk for 5 minutes.
So, Eduardo, thank you for mentioning that. We've gotten some communication from our master of ceremonies, which was going to be Garth. My understanding, he's communicated with staff that he will not be coming because of family issues. Is that verified, Heidi?
Yes, this is Heidi. Yes, he has confirmed that he will now not be able to come to the Los Angeles meeting.
Okay. So we have a slight changing of the who's saying what, so we'll make those modifications as well. Okay, so back to you, Gisela, in terms of the flow.
Yes, sorry. So when are we going to have the dancing, Glenn?
Okay, as soon as all the speeches are done, we go right to the outside where our caterers are set up and the dance floor is set up. So it'd be immediately after the speeches.
Sorry, Gisela again. So we're looking at 19:30 where we would move outside for the dance, which is currently scheduled to last for 30 minutes.
We can verify. Loris, can you verify the time, how long the dance performance will be?
I believe we have the dance performance for 15 minutes or less.
Okay, Gisela, do you have that?
Loris, thank you for that, Gisela here. We've noted 15 minutes then. So we will start serving the drinks while the dance starts, and this will be outside. Now, the only additional thing I have to add there is Heidi just see the floor that we have outside of the meeting room, and what we need to decide is whether this floor is big enough for the dancer. Alternatively, a hard floor would need to be set up inside, but we would lose audience space with the chairs. And also, I was trying to find out whether we needed the speakers outside of the main meeting room. If we have the dance outside, sorry, in the lobby, foyer.
So, in Gisela, this is Heidi. Just to note that if we do need any kind of our AV outside for speakers, that would be an added complication or an added challenge. So, if there's no real need to speak outside, then it would be best not to do that.
Sorry, Heidi, Gisela here. Absolutely, with that, it's just to know what the dancer needs music-wise, and I have sent the requirements that I've been given through to Nancy, through to meetings team, but I'm just thinking that if the dancer is outside in front of the meeting room in the foyer, we'd need to do a sound check to make sure that the music can then be heard outside the meeting room. Otherwise, yes, it will be an additional complication to have speakers set up outside.
Okay, we hear you, Gisela. Maybe I can ask Loris, and she's a go-between, her and Clarissa, with the dancer. Loris, does Derek need additional sound equipment or a speaker, or how does the music performance go with the hoop dancer?
So that's a good question. Derek Davis will be coming with his drummer, and so it will be the drummer that will provide the song for the hoop dance, and they will, if the acoustics are not good outside, they'll need a microphone and speakers, and a hard floor. I think those were the requirements that they sent over.
Okay. Olivia, you had a question?
Yes, thanks very much, Glenn. It's Olivia speaking. I was going to ask with regards to the, it's gone totally off my head at the moment. Yes, with regards to the timings, I was just going to mention, Loris said 15 minutes for the dancers. I think we should be careful about not being so tight on the time, because when it comes down to having the dancers, for example, people have to move around sometimes, and you have to kind of that thing, so it's not a case of like exact 15 minutes time. It might take 15, 20 minutes or so. I was just suggesting we give a little bit more time rather than being very tight on the time.
Okay, thank you. Back to Gisela. Gisela, we have the, looks like we need sound because we're going to be doing, we're going to hopefully get that CD or MP3 files from Tony, and also Louis is looking at providing us some songs as well in Cree. So we'll be playing some music as background after the performance on a lower level as background information. So if that's doable. A lot of times what people have is a single speaker with a USB. They work very well. They're not that expensive. And it's a practical solution. So, Loris, you look like you're typing. Did you want to join in?
No, I was just going to say I know that the hotels have certain AV requirements, and I wasn't sure how difficult it would be to set up a microphone and speaker externally to where we're going to be. So I was just trying to figure out whether there would be any alternatives, but I can't think of any just now.
Lawrence, if I may, Gisli here, and I don't mean to interrupt, but what we'll do is we'll contact meetings team now and find out if they can set up a speaker outside of the meeting room. Otherwise, the alternative solution to that is to have the hard floor within the meeting room, and in that way the dancer will have his drummer there with a microphone and the necessary AV requirements. What we won't have then is the background music when we do move out to the reception. But let's work on getting a response from meetings team and taking it from there for the AV, if you think that's a good solution.
Any comments on what Gisela has said from anybody? Okay, if we're okay with the agenda, we'll tighten it all up so that everybody has copies of it. This will be our last meeting before, but we'll be getting together, the core team, making sure everything is set up prior to the event and communication with everyone. There's one logistical thing, is the dressing room for the and meeting with the dancer, because most of us are going to be tied up in the room. And Loris is doing introductions and whatnot. We want to make sure Derek is met, and then he's able to change and also wherever he changes, that his clothing is secure. So I wonder, Gisela, can you address that issue? Back to you.
Glenn Gisela here. Yes, I believe the dance is staying at the hotel, so in which case he'd have a room. Is that correct?
No, the dancer is not staying at the hotel. My understanding is that he's coming in on the day of and leaving after the performance in the evening or at night.
Okay. Gisela here. Sorry, my understanding was that he was staying overnight. No,
yes.
Then we'll have to look into where he can get changed. Yes, thank you.
So this is Heidi. Yes, I had also thought that he was coming in and for the overnight, and just had assumed that he would be able to change in his room. However, there are restrooms immediately just on that open space outside of Olympic. I'm not sure if he would be, you know, agreeable to changing there. Otherwise, you know, maybe we could have someone who has a room there just allow him to change in their room. I mean, maybe that's an alternative. Okay.
I just want to make sure that there's someone assigned so that they could shepherd the performer, if it's to their room or backwards. Is somebody on this call that would like to take that responsibility? I'm going to be tied up, and many of us on this call are, but if someone else is on this call that say, yeah, I'll step up and I'll make sure their person is shepherded, can I get someone to jump in on this? Okay, Olivia, go ahead. Oh, thank you for doing that. No, you're busy, Olivia. You can't do that. Go ahead, Olivia.
Thanks very much, Glenn. It's Olivia speaking. Yeah, I just fell off my seat. I was going to, I know that Heidi mentions restrooms and so on. I think that would be entirely inappropriate. As I understand, a group dance is to be performed in an Indian costume, if I understand this correctly. That means some space required for putting the costume on, and certainly you need a clean environment. I would suggest perhaps that we inquire about the ability to have a small room, changing room, or a small area where the dancer could change. I know there were many different locations where we were at in the past, in past hotels, where there was just a small room next to it, or maybe a cordoned off area with some partitions or something where the person would be able to change, but it definitely cannot be a restroom. Thank you.
Okay, so we still need to have somebody in this group, and since I haven't heard from Louis, and maybe I can volunteer Louis Houle from the group to be be responsible. And if he's got possibly a room in the same hotel, maybe that could be a good logistics. Louis, do you have voice? Can you jump in on this since I volunteered you? Okay, I'm not hearing Louis, but I also see Loris is typing. She says, Derek will be arriving at 6:30 and leave at 8:30, so he has a fairly fast turnaround time. We'll need a secure dressing for his regalia. My staff will be on hand to assist him. So there will be staff support, Clarissa or other people with Loris, but I see Louis is saying he doesn't have voice. Could we arrange with Louis, and possibly use your room as a change room if it's in the same hotel? I'm going to suggest that. If someone else has another suggestion, please jump in.
So,
okay.
Go
ahead,
Heidi.
Sorry, Heidi.
Glenn. Yeah, sorry. I heard that he was the dancers arriving at 6:30. Is that p.m. or a.m.?
Loris is typing, it's p.m.
So there is heavy traffic in L.A., and if he has to get his luggage, I'm really concerned that he's going to be late then. I'm just looking at the... So we're set to begin at 18:30, and the dance is to begin at 19:30. So if there's any kind of delay in his flight and then further delay on traffic, then that dance will be delayed, if not missed. That is a real concern I have. LA traffic at that time will take him at least 30 to 40 minutes to get to the venue.
Okay, so Loris is saying she'll make sure he'll get there on time. And perhaps he can change his flight to an earlier flight, Loris. We hope for the best for that. So as everyone is stating here, they're based in L.A. They know the nature of the traffic issue, but it is a concern. So hopefully that we can persuade him to take an earlier flight if possible, so that he's not delayed in traffic. Okay. Let's go back to. I think we've taken care of most of the agenda items. The only stuff that I do not have an update is on Tony or Anthony's short little video. He hasn't communicated with me. It's probably not going to be on the list unless he gets it to us soon. But as far as I'm concerned, there is no update from him. I've also asked Heidi. Heidi, did he send you any of the MP3 files of his music that we can have as background music during networking?
Not yet. I wrote to him, and I will follow up today on that.
Okay, great. If that's the case, we're going to. Sylvia is prompting me as well on the financing or / sponsorship. So if I can turn over to Olivier to give us a synopsis. Go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. So last week I had a call with Keith Drazik from Verisign, and he has told me that Verisign would be ready to sponsor to the effect of $2,500. So that gives us about $1,500 from affiliates and $2,500 from Verisign. We are just working out the details at the moment with staff. He has asked for me to supply him with an invoice, and that can only be done when the legal contract and so on can be drafted. So I understand that Heidi has been working on the contract, and that is going through legal at the moment, and it will be sent over to Keith Drazik, and hopefully we'll then have a confirmation at that point. He told me it's 80% sure that they're moving forward with that, which is great news. That effectively funds us to be able to have a bar without it being a cash bar, and it's great. It's the first time that Verisign would be supporting the at-large community in an event, So that gives us one more sponsor that we have and that we've had in the past. I've told him, of course, that VeriSign could then have a table with all of the banners and so on that we had in our proposal. Same for Affilius. I've followed up with Desiree Milosevic from Affilius, and she has assigned someone in Affilius to follow up with our staff on the transfers and so on. I have asked that perhaps Affilius could be dealing directly with the hotel. This is all just a follow-up, and it's in hand at the moment. But Affilius is 100%, VeriSign 80%. And I would say we pretty much have it in the pocket, which is great.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, folks, let's all give a round of applause to our fantastic marketer, Olivia. He's managed to squeeze or twist arms with Affilius and VeriSign, and ICANN has come through too. So three cheers for Olivier. And just if you've been following the second conversation in the chat mode, we had a flurry of conversation about our dancer, and we were scared that he was arriving at LAX at 6:30 and rushing like a mad fiend to get to the performance for 7:30, but apparently he's arriving long in advance at 6:30. So I think that's a sigh of relief, and I could see I can envision Heidi having her blood pressure dropping a few elements, right, Heidi?
Yeah, so I'm
just hear Heidi laughing.
Myself.
I know Heidi's there in the background. I hear this evil laugh sometimes. So there she is. You know, this
I'm
is
calming myself now, but you know, thank you for clarifying, Loris, and apologies for the confusion.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so I wanted to make sure that the sponsors will have a table. One of my requests on the action items was a floor plan. Can you please add it to the action item for this time as well? Because with the floor plan, we're going to place our who our sponsors are, where we'd like to have the tables, and also if they have any banners to be there. I will make sure I'm there long in advance. I'm at the crop session, but I will be popping in and out to make sure the tables and stuff are all set up properly. So please, if you can get the floor plan of the Olympic room, that'd be great. Okay, folks. Any other business? I think we've covered a lot of stuff, and I wanted to throw it out to the floor. It's 12:31. We've covered a lot of stuff in 30 minutes. Anyone
Glenn,
else?
Yes. Glenn, yes. Can you hear me? This is Sylvia.
Yes, please.
Okay, so some time ago I asked Susie to get us a quote for, like, invitations. And Susie's on the line. So we had a quote for about $200 or $300 for some invites. So I was wondering if you would like to have some, like a postcard size invites. We could put the logo and the details of the event. Now that we have some more funding, we could do that, I believe. If Gisela can get a quote for the catering, and we could put aside like $200, $300 to do that. Would you like to have this sort of invitation?
Okay. Hi, it's Glenn again. Okay, folks, do you agree with the idea of having a memento invitation? It'd be like a mail card. So, folks, do you agree with that?
Glenn, if I might.
Go ahead, Heidi, please.
Yeah, just a suggestion, because we are very close now to the actual start of the meeting, et cetera, and I'm just wondering if, you know, as a memento, if that's what's being looked for, it might be more of interest to the members there that they get a picture with the dancers as maybe a memento, maybe a group photo with the dancers and, you know, and everybody within Naralo, and then that could be distributed.
Excellent idea. I think that can be done as well, Heidi, in addition to the invitation.
So,
have you all noticed the laugh again, folks?
It's a nervous laugh. I get that nervous laugh when it's within 2 weeks of the meeting. So if you know, if you do wish to move ahead with both, we can get a quote, et cetera. I'm just really concerned about the time now and that all staff are just, you know, have their hands full. So any additional, you know, task will be a more of a burden than normal. Not that it's a burden, but we can go ahead and look into it. Maybe we can use one that we've used in the past and just put the Norello details on it.
Hi. Okay, folks.
Glenn?
So we have two suggestions. And
Glenn?
Yes, go ahead.
Excuse me. This is Susie Johnson. I have a question for you regarding the Aphelios funds that they would like to donate, the $1,500.
Yes.
Would it be possible for them to pay the hotel directly with a credit card? Is there a way we can find out?
I think I have to turn to Olivier because he's been communicating with Aphelios. Olivier, can you speak on that issue that Susie is asking?
Yes, thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. I've mentioned this earlier on the call. I've asked them, and they're going to come back to me.
Oh, they're going to come back to you? Okay. Because it'd be a lot easier if they could just pay with a credit card. So that would be wonderful. I'll let meetings team know.
Yes, Olivier speaking. I don't know if the credit card would be what they would be using, but I've asked for them if they could pay the hotel directly.
Okay.
How they would do it, whether by credit card or by sending a check or cash, is their way, I guess.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, so thank you, Susie. Now, I just want to get clarification. We have two ideas on the table. Each of them costs money. One is an invitation, and the second item is a photo with the dancer. And if you've seen a hoop dancer, and hey, maybe Loris can send it to the group or put into the, because I haven't seen a picture. I've seen a picture of our speaker. A professional-looking picture that she shared with us in the bio, but I haven't seen a picture of Derek. So I'm envisioning the regalia is fantastic, so it would be a great thing. Now, Heidi has clarified that the group shot's not going to cost. We just need to allocate. I'm more than happy to bring equipment, and I can assign someone, if not myself, to take individual pictures with a blank screen in the back. So I think that's not going to cost us anything. The post-editing would be if we want to put them actually putting the logo in with it, that would take some time, but we can discuss that further. I just want to get agreement or disagreement on the invitation. So if you can put a check mark, folks, on if you agree with the suggestion of Sylvia, then she has direction to start getting the quote, and then she would need to populate the document. So if we can just take a second, those on the call can just say yes or no. Those who are in Adobe, just click on your green tick. Okay, Louis, thank you so much. Louis agrees with proceeding with the invite. We have a few other people. Can you also add? Okay, Loris. Olivier, you're not on the Adobe Connect. Do you agree or disagree? Okay, he agrees. Okay, we're not getting a few other people jumping in. I noticed Loris and Louise there, so I guess we'll, Sylvia, we'll just proceed. We'll make sure we communicate back and forth what's on it on the invitation card and the layout. So. Okay, Heidi looks like she's typing something. Heidi, did you want to just interrupt and start laughing?
Yes.
And
sorry, this is Heidi for the record. Just to let you know that staff are preparing the Norello Outreach website with all of the speakers on that. So we will add Derek's picture once we get that. And we'll add the theme and the agenda and the sponsors. So it'll be a nice memento as well.
Great. Okay, I think we're going along. Sylvia, is there anything else you want to suggest? Any other ways to spend our money?
Well, fireworks maybe, but not this time. I think we have covered all the items, Glenn.
Just Sorry, Sylvia. Sorry, I'm just thinking, this is Heidi again. Please, could everyone wear yellow?
Yes.
That is the Naralo color. And if we could all look unified. I know I was just looking at some pictures from the Toronto event, and all of you who were there were in yellow, and it looked really good. So please remember to do so. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Heidi. Unfortunately, we're not going to have a huge group from Norello there. I think we've lost Garth, and I think maybe nine, maybe less. But if everyone can make an effort, that would be great. Okay, now, one of the things I just, Gisela, thank you so much for posting. If you haven't seen a hoop dancer before, please click on the link. Loris, can you walk us through that picture?
Oh, I was surprised that it went on because I couldn't see where the photograph went. But Derek Davis is a world-class hoop dancer and has done numerous performances, both traditionally and in contemporary form. And he is, I think he's Hopi and Choctaw. But he'll be coming in full regalia. If you Google his name, Derek Davis, hoop dancer, you should be able to see photographs of Derek Davis.
Perfect. Yeah, in the chat box, Loris, there is a link that was provided by Gisela, and I believe that's him. I don't know if I met him. I think I may have met him at one of the Hopi reservations when I was in Arizona during a buffalo dance. So I think I know him, but I'll follow up. This is going to be spectacular, and I think it's a great theme that we're moving on. So this is going to be a great addition. And the second person I forgot to mention is Loris. Loris has done a great job in stepping forward in providing sponsorship for the dancer as well as the speaker. So she's from her own budget. She's really step forward. So again, I'd like to thank you very much, Loris, on behalf of the group on your contribution.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, folks, we've proceeded through a lot of material. I'll try to communicate more, but it looks like Heidi has something else to say. Heidi, before we conclude?
Yes, thank you. So this is Heidi again. So I do see that, Loris, you are speaking for a few minutes there, but I'm also wondering if you would like to speak a little bit about the history and the meaning of the hoop dance before Derek actually begins. Or does he do that, or how does that work normally?
I would be happy to do that part.
Perfect. Okay,
and
we should go ahead. I'll work it out with you then.
Okay,
perfect. I'll add you to the end of the agenda then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Perfect. And if we can have a few of the images, Loris, that in the room itself where you actually talk about him, and there's a few images that we can show. So, and also, if you can mention after the event, after performance, he'll be available for some photos as well. So that would be great. Okay. I think we've covered everything. no other hands up. I'll give you three chances. Anyone else? Once? Twice? Three times. Okay, folks, thank you. This is our final call. We will be meeting together in L.A., and please provide all the intelligence, Derek's cell phone number and pictures and all the stuff, and we look forward to having a great, successful evening on the Wednesday.
Check it out.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.